And we are back on the KYMN Morning Show. Joining us now at our studios, directly from the Northfield School District, it's Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Matt Hillman. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Jeff, and great to have Rich back.
Yeah, it is. I feel less lonely today. Hey, we've got some things to talk about. You had a school board meeting last night, but before we get to that, we got a lot of things to talk about.
You bet.
Number one, yesterday, the legislative session adjourned without a deal. I'm guessing you're not too happy with that. The school, the education system in America is in Minnesota is probably not too happy with that. Would that be a correct thing to say? Understated?
I think you're on the right street, Jeff. I'll use the word disappointing. I'll take it to incredibly disappointing. We have a substantial surplus, $9.3 billion, with a B, and my understanding, see some of the later forecasts are even a little better than that. We had what many observers felt was a great compromise and a very fair deal, a global budget agreement on how to utilize that surplus, both to invest in our human infrastructure throughout the state, as well as providing some substantial tax relief, which is totally appropriate. And then it's about the details. And it's just incredibly disappointing that on a number of fronts that we just couldn't get the details done, or that the legislature couldn't get the details done. And, that's part of democracy. I mean, democracy is trying to get people to agree to things. It's a case where we have to come to agreement. And if we don't, then we don't move forward. And that's partially the genius of the system, but it's also very disappointing this week when we had this substantial surplus. And I think for educators and educational leaders, specifically, we know that the special education cross subsidy, which you and I have talked about dozens of times, is a structural issue that goes back four decades. I was talking with someone recently who said, well, Matt, it might take them a little bit to fix that cross subsidy. And my response is, we've been waiting for four decades. How much longer do we have to wait? And, one of the arguments is it's complex. You need quite a bit of money to be able to right the ship in that case. And they have it. They have more than 10 times the amount that they would have needed to have fixed this longstanding structural issue. And, because we just couldn't come to an agreement on some of the details, it sounds like it was very close. So, I'm imploring the governor and the two chamber. Of course, the governor calls the special session. All this stuff about anybody else who talks about whether we call us, I support a special session or I don't support a special session. We all constitutionally, the governor gets to call a special session. So I implore the governor to call a special session. And I respectfully ask the leaders of the two legislative bodies to come together and finish this work. This is very meaningful for schools. We've said all along in Northfield, the special education cross subsidy is our deficit. It's not even close, right? I mean, it is. And these are morally imperative services to students with disabilities for which we are not reimbursed. And it's a long-standing, decades-old issue. And it's really disappointing that we couldn't come together for the common good and get this done. And so I'm very hopeful. Actually, I expect, I shouldn't say I'm hopeful, I expect that we have a special session and that everybody comes to the table and does good work for the people who live in their communities and the people who go to school in their communities. The lack of doing something here impacts real people when we had a real chance, to make some structural change, especially with a special education cross subsidy. And if they do come back for the E-12 committee, I just ask that they put as much on the special education cross subsidy as they can. I understand that there's some other things that need to be part of it, but that's part of democracy compromise. I can live with that. But at the same time, we have a structural problem. We have the resources to do it. We've lamented it for years, and now was the chance to do it. And we decide to let it fall apart at the last minute. And that's very disappointing.
Superintendent Hillman is with us. Boy, we could talk about this for a while.
We'll stop now before my temperature rises further. So
yeah, and speaking of temperatures rising, there has been a recent spike in COVID cases diagnosed here in the Northfield and within the school district and within the state, everywhere pretty much, an uptick in COVID. A little bit different this time, and it's kind of strange how it kind of comes and goes rather quickly. It pops up one day, all of a sudden we have a spike, and a week or two later, the cases go way down. What's been the case?
Yeah, so what I'm really happy to share is that, you know, we continue to learn a lot about managing this virus and living with this virus, which is what we're going to do, is what the experts are telling us. We're going to, you know, see some spikes and some declines. And over the last, I would say, month or so in Northfield Public Schools, we saw exactly what you said, Jeff. We saw a pretty significant increase, not nearly what we saw in January. Of course, we didn't get to 600 cases in a month like we did in January, but we did see our dashboard get up to 150 cases reported over the previous 14 days. That was a few weeks ago. There were probably 5 to 8 days, maybe even 10 days, where we were struggling again for substitutes because we had so many people who were out, almost January-like when we were dealing with that. And of course, we had a plan, and our teams come together to execute that to be able to make sure that we continue to run our educational program. But I'm happy to say we're back down to a total this morning when we updated the dashboard. There's 62 cases reported in the last 14 days. So as you said, it goes up and then it does recede. And so learning how to manage that, we think that this is going to be how we're going to deal with things moving forward. We continue now to look at that influenza-like illness rate as our main point. And our influenza-like illness rate had risen, you know, in the last few weeks, of course, along with the number of COVID cases, but never hit the 5% mark in any of our traditional school buildings over a week to where we had concern. And last week, our influenza-like illness rate dropped yet again. And in fact, we had 5 buildings under 1% average for the week. And all of our buildings were under 3% for the week. So again, that indicator is showing that we are going in the right direction. And we're very grateful for that. And again, we thank people for their flexibility and their understanding as we work through this.
We're going in the right direction weather-wise, too. It looks like we're finally getting into summertime here. We've got some beautiful weather today. And that kind of coincides with a lot of those events that happen in the spring.
Yep.
For schools. Last couple of years, a lot of those have kind of fallen by the wayside, or you've had to do them remotely, or some make some adjustments in the presentation. But this year, some things are coming back.
Yeah, and I think when people think of the kind of spring events, they think a lot of the rites of passage, which of course you do, right? They think of prom, which we had a very successful prom a couple of weeks ago. They think of graduation, you know, which is coming up. Of course, we have the Area Learning Center graduation on June 1st. We have the Northfield High School graduation on June 5th at 2 o'clock, streamed live right here on KYMN Radio. And I think there's going to be even video of that as well through kymnradio.net. So those are the things that a lot of people think of right away because they're the ones that, you know, go back such a long way. But we've also had a number of different events over the last few, several years that we missed that were awesome, one of which is our middle school and high school career exploration day. We have really worked hard to try to make sure that students in middle school and high school are exposed to a lot of different careers. And the career exploration day really focuses on technical careers. So things like electricians, things like snowplow drivers, things like ag mechanics, engineering, post, you know, in terms of, you know, that kind of manufacturing. EMT work, law enforcement, all sorts of technical, what we would call career and technical education areas. And so on May 17th, we had over 38 different companies. We had 38 different companies present at the middle school. Middle school and high school students were able to interact with companies and organizations. And Jeff, it is so fun to watch these kids engage with people who love their work. And so I think what this does for kids is it gives them a positive future vision of what they could do with their work life. And they see all of these people who are passionate about what they do. And I don't know about you, Jeff, but I love listening to people who are passionate, you know, about what they do for their work. And it's inspiring to these students. And we know there's a tremendous amount of technical careers available for students. And so giving them that exposure at this point is something that's very important for them to be see themselves successful. Oh, I think that is something that could be for me. And having them see someone from their community who does that, that positive role model. And so we really want to thank Force America, John Stenz and Heather LaCroix. They are really one of the driving private company forces behind this. This is a great public-private partnership because Force America really leads the organization. This, along with some administrators from our schools, Michael O'Keefe from middle school and Mark Ensrud, who's a counselor at Northfield High School. And then we want to thank Northfield HCI, the Healthy Community Initiative, because they're also a big part of that as well. We also had a student data summit. So this is part of our achievement and integration program. We brought student leaders together from Northfield, Faribault, Tri-City United, and from Waterville, Elysian, Morristown. These student leaders came together. They're looking at some of the achievement gaps. This year, they were focused on attendance and grades. These young leaders are ideating what action steps could they take to help reduce those gaps. And then they're going back to their school communities and trying to make that happen. So those are just a couple of events that had been gone over the last few years. And then the last one is, if you were out by Bridgewater on May 13th, you saw a bunch of people running around. They had a great day there. It was the PTO Booster-Thon Fun Run. It's a really cool event. The event is about a week long. There's a kickoff video. It's a little more than a week long. There's a kickoff video. People sponsor the kids for, you know, doing the fun run. There's some character education involved in the fundraising program. And just thanks to that Bridgewater community, they got sponsorships that raised over $64,000, more than $20,000 than what their goal was. So thanks to all the folks for supporting the Bridgewater PTO.
Wow. Impressive.
Very much so.
We've got, we haven't even gotten into last night's meeting. Is there anything else you'd like to mention before we get into that meeting?
I think we're good there.
Okay.
Yep.
Meeting from last night, you had some budget stuff in there. It was all, I don't want to say routine, but, you know, that's all the things that you have to do to run a school. So
yeah, so we're at the point of the year where we're really doing a lot of preparation for next year. So we're going through updating our school handbooks, and the board is hearing those and adopting those. We did something, we adopted the Arcadia School 5-year contract last night, and so there's a couple of modifications that they have to make, but we all have another 5-year agreement with Arcadia Charter School. Again, we're one of two school districts in the state that's a charter school authorizer. We heard the community ed budget proposal, and just really want to compliment Director of Community Education, Aaron Bailey. Community ed is really reliant on the economy, and when the economy is unpredictable, or when people are a little concerned about it, we tend to see some of those things drop. And of course, during the pandemic, there were times where they couldn't offer anything, and their budget and their fund balance is popping back. We're seeing a lot of people take advantage of community education, but just really kudos to Aaron Bailey and to our Director of Finance, Val Murdestore, for helping community education navigate that very difficult time where revenue was really non-existent. And Aaron took advantage of as many of the federal programs as we could to support the child care program, to support community education. And so we heard that. Then we heard the first revision of the general fund budget, which is a process. We're required to adopt that by June 30th. Again, you know, we have worked hard to reduce our expenditures, and we've done that. We're putting ourselves in a position of, we are in a position of financial strength. We are right now still projecting a budget deficit for next year. Coincidentally, it's the exact amount of money we would have gotten from the Senate bill that would have addressed the cross subsidy. Mm-hmm. So we'll approve those budgets at the next meeting.
All right. Let's talk about graduation. This is the last time we'll talk to you before graduation. That's just a week from Sunday.
Yep.
Yeah, we will be streaming that and broadcasting it on our website and over our airwaves as well. But that's an exciting time for it. Not just the students. We've had a lot of seniors in this spring with sports and everything. Yep. But with parents, with teachers, with educators, with the staff, it's just that's a good day.
It is a good day, and I think it's the culminating event of where we, you know, bring this part of young people's lives to a closure and open up a new one. And so it's very exciting for these young people as they go off and do what's next for them, whether that be the military, the workforce, college, an exchange program. And so, you know, our goal is to prepare every student for lifelong success. And graduation is a special day for everyone because it is that it's a mark of change in a young person's life. And we look forward to celebrating that with them both at the ALC on June 1st and at Northfield High School on June 5th.
Matt, we're just about out of time, but I know one more thing you wanted to talk about before we went on the air. You said, remind me to talk about Ruth Legbold.
Yes, yeah, I've actually got two more really quick things to share.
Sure, Ed.
But last Saturday night, we had a great choir concert, and as Kyle Eastman, the director, said, the first proper choir concert in the spring in a couple of years. And it was just a beautiful night of music. Music's returned, you know, in full force, and it's just a true joy. But Ruth Legbold has been she's a professional pianist. She's been the accompanist for the Northfield High School choirs for the last 29 years. She's a 1961 graduate of Northfield High School. And she is retiring at the end of this year. So they took some time at the choir concert to honor her. And we had five previous directors who gave video greetings. And we issued a school district proclamation declaring Saturday Ruth Legvold Day in the Northfield Public Schools. And so we just thank Ruth for her contribution. She's made an impact on thousands of students. Those kids love her. And if you've ever been to a concert, you know exactly what I'm talking about. When she stands up, the crowd clap, but the kids go nuts because they just adore Ruth Legvold. And so we thank her, you know, for her contribution to her community, you know, over the last 29 years. And then the last thing I just want to share is a bittersweet day for us. Last night, the board did accept a resignation from Northfield High School principal, Dr. Joel Lear. Joel is going to take a professor role at Minnesota State University in Mankato, and he'll start that in August. Joel achieved his PhD last December, and he'll be advising doctoral students and teaching people who want to become principals and administrators. And so Joel served in that role for 16 years, and I'm looking into that to see, that's rare anymore where you have a high school principal. It's a tough job. And for a high school principal to stay in that same role for 16 years is pretty amazing. I know the rest of the community joins me in thanking Dr. Lear for his contribution to the community and to our high school. He will be missed, and we wish him well as he enters this new chapter of his career. And we are starting the process of course, select the new Northfield High School principal.
Wow, I didn't realize that. I wish him the best. He's been just wonderfully cooperative with KYMN Radio, and we've respected and admired him. And also, we'll miss his performances in the Rock and Roll Revival. The guy's got a pretty good singing voice,
well,
too.
and he did a surprise reprise of one of those numbers on Saturday night. The choir did The Lion Sleeps Tonight. And for your listeners who are Rock and Roll Revival aficionados, you may remember that he sang that song at Rock and Roll Revival with some other high school staff several years ago. So he stepped on stage and did a duet with Northfield High School singer extraordinaire Calvin Weiss for the Lion Sleeps Tonight with the Raider Corps. And that was a very special moment as well.
Mm-hmm. Matt, thank you so much for coming
in. It's my pleasure.
Always
thank
a
you.
Pleasure having you.
Yep, take care.
Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Matt Hillman.